I had a dream that they exploded some new atom bomb. It made me shake and scream with fright. It seemed like kingdom come. Every hovel on this earth was wiped out nice and clean. And every living creature disappeared from the scene. Wow, what a nightmare. Sure was a weirdy. Like the whole world came apart at the seams. Everything went. Rich man, poor man, Democrats, Republicans, and even the communists, they went too. Why, even the poor little helpless termites, they had a go. Well, as I made my way to heaven, I began to pray. I asked St. Pete to let me in. I had no place to stay. When I heard a voice like thunder shout from outer space, keep away from us up here and don't come near this place. The radioactivity had caught me unaware. I had no choice, so I went to that other place down there. But when I arrived, I saw a warning on the door. It said, beware of fallout, it ain't safe here anymore. They turned me down in heaven and that other place down there. In all my life, I never saw such red tape anywhere. Yes, the nightmare might be over, but I never will forget what it really feels like to be homeless when you're dead. What a dream, real man. You never know what can happen when those college boys start fooling around with them souped-up atoms, trying to divide the thermonucleus from them fissions and all that kind of jazz. They better quit messing with that stuff, or old Mama Nature's sure gonna get pretty mad and shh. That's it.
That's it.
That is it. Man, my face hurts so much from smiling. I'm so happy.
What an amazing record that is.
Oh, God.
This is so good.
You shouldn't be happy about the end of the world, but...
I mean, if this is what the end of the world sounds like, yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, give me the Atocalypse right now.
The Atocalypse?
Oh, shit. I did it again. I did it. You know what I mean.
Wow, that's I can't stop. I'm so happy about this record.
So we are like little kids when it comes to collecting records. I found this record; it's so good.
This is Steve Barry, the Nightmare on the
Varus label.
Varus label.
That's right.
The virus.
Who knows about this guy? This record. This is something I
got really lucky because we had found another copy that people wanted.
Way overpriced.
Way overpriced. But this one I got for really like underpriced because I think you could tell at the beginning of the record, it sounds hissy. And I think that the person probably started playing it.
That's a wall hanger. It sounds dead.
Yeah, it was. It is a little warped, but man. Yeah.
But it's only the first five seconds it sounds like crap and the rest
sounds like
is just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Golly Gosh Show G.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
The Nightmare.
It's only two people again, not like last time.
Oh, yeah.
A bit more... Remember that? We had this weird guy. No, was it this last show or was it the show before?
We haven't had a new show since.
Okay. I keep forgetting those things.
Well, we had a concert. Well, not a concert. We had a party.
We had a party,
With the Shake as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Kazi, for joining us twice in a week
month
or
something. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed
Day
that.
Day of the Dead Wax party.
Yes, we call it Day of the Dead. Wax. It was just in our yard, you know, having a bunch of people there playing some records.
Loud music for the whole neighborhood.
Yes. The whole part of town could hear it. And
that's true.
I bet they're happy about it.
You got phone calls from like miles away.
Not really, but yeah, that's, we really like listening to records at a volume and a sound that, you know, it you are in the recording. You're like in the room of the recording.
Yeah.
It was
really great.
It was really good.
So
I don't know.
All
the excitement. I didn't even know what to play after that. It was the only thing I could think of. Was
which you
not
played
really,
already.
Which I played already was you know, Mushroom Cloud, Atomic War, whatever. I played you the Mushroom Cloud, but Semi Salvo and one record I really like would go together right now, pretty good. But instead, I have another Semi Salvo record, which is actually his very first one. One Little Baby, kind of a nice up-tempo rockabilly, a bopper pretty much, his very first release. And I read the whole story of Sammy Salvo and his this first record, actually. It's with his, was it his brother who produced it on the Mark V label? Well, it says Mark V, letter V, but I guess it means Mark V. And it was pretty successful. There are two pressings of it. One is green, one is red, one is yellow and green. And that's the one I have. I don't know which
it's like
one came.
Stop, slow down, and go?
Yes.
Red, yellow, and green?
Exactly. It says Sammy Salvo and Bo Dollars. I don't know if that's a guy named Bo Dollars or if there's a the missing and it's the Bo Dollars. I don't know. One Little Baby. It's a nice, it's a great record. Yeah, it's just...
Not as great as mine.
It is. Of course it is. I like it much more than your record. No, it's pretty good. One Little Baby. It's really... What did I read about this? It was... I don't know. Oh, my cigarette. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I had to catch his ashes.
Before I even start talking more nerdy stuff here about recording, whatever. Here is Sammy Salvo and Bo Dollars. One Little Baby. It's a good record.
Everybody needs one little baby. Everybody holds one little baby. Everybody got one little baby but me. Everybody loves one little baby. Everybody wants one little baby. But I don't have one little baby, not me. If I had a baby just to hold me tight, a hug and squeeze with all of my might, one little baby is all I need. Oh, yeah, yes indeed. Everybody wants one little baby. Everybody holds one little baby. Everybody got one little baby but me. Everybody loves one little baby. Everybody wears one little baby. But I don't have one little baby, not me. Everywhere I look, I find misery. One little baby, set my heart in the world. All I need is just one little girl. Everybody needs one little baby. Everybody holds one little baby. Everybody got one little baby but me. Everybody loves one little baby. Everybody wears one little baby. But I don't have one little baby, not me.
The taxes wasn't cause for much concern, for our uncle wasn't worried over the money that we would earn. But today, with rising taxes on most everything you do, sit back and give a listen and I'll try to tell a few. They have taxed your family auto, not to mention gasoline, taxed your weekly payroll and a lot that can't be seen. Your telegrams and phone calls is clothes and carpet tax. You'd think the time would come when revenuers would relax. Taxes, taxes, will you always haunt me? Will I always have to work in vain? You have caused me many tribulations. Taxes, taxes, you have taxed my brain. Of prizes on a jackpot giveaway, and you think that you are lucky, brother, think the other way. When you finish paying them taxes, federal, state, and city too, you wind up paying more in taxes than that jackpot did to you. Taxes, taxes, will you always haunt me? Will I always have to work in vain? You have caused me many tribulations. Taxes, taxes, you have taxed my brain. They've got the scientists working now. They're trying to figure out just how that they can make us all live forever. Suspended animation for everybody in the nation. I'm asking you, my friend, ain't that clever? We'll never grow to 65. They'll stop us growing at 64, because at 65 you're going to join the pension ring. It's death and taxes, that's for sure, and for taxes there'll never be a cure. So tell me, oh death, where is thy sting? Taxes, taxes, will you always haunt me? Will I always have to work in vain? You have caused me many tribulations. Taxes, taxes, you have taxed my brain.
After $4 comes Hank Penny.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't even think about that.
But I did.
I just thought about Bo Dollars. Oh, I can play about taxes, the record I have about taxes, because I paid taxes today.
What a terrible celebration day, paying taxes.
It's not a celebration, but yeah, that's Hank Penny.
We think paying taxes is a good thing, because we are good people. But I think everybody's complaining about this right now, especially in Europe. Those terrible taxes when you buy things overseas like records. It's insane.
Yeah,
it's going nuts.
We're really lucky because I had the option to have all these records sent to my mom, which we just got the package after the show with Kazi last time.
Yep.
We got a big box full of nice things.
Mm-hmm.
This time. Last time wasn't so nice, but
yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because I don't know, a week later after we got this box, I bought my tickets to go visit my mom in the States. So, oh, there's another box waiting for us there. So, this was Hank Penny.
Of course.
Plain old country boy.
Plain old country boy. Does it say that?
Yeah, it does.
What?
Yeah, really small. It says that. Plain old country
Hank
boy.
Hank Penny. Plain old country boy.
Taxes, taxes on the RCA. And that was dirty because taxes are dirty.
That's
money
right.
is dirty.
Mm-hmm. Always been. Here's another reference. I mean, I think the last show and this show, we only keep talking about this weird person named Shaking Kazi. And once upon a time, we were at his place. And all we did was just hang out, have some wine, and he spun some records for us. And he introduced me, probably the most favorite record that he played to us was actually an inexpensive R&B, like an R&B mumbo kind of fantastic killer that I never heard about. Cora Woods, Rocks in Your Head. This is an absolute brilliant record. I keep playing this over and over again. It's just a monster. Thank you, Kazi, for introducing me to this. I think it was not, I didn't even pay much money for that. Fantastic, on Federal, Rocks in Your Head. Woo!
Baby, daddy,
a girl get silly? What makes her outgrow jeans? What makes for dresses frilly? Three things I have seen. It takes a moment, a blush, and a man. Takes a moment, a blush, and a man. To make a girl get silly, since the world began, just takes a moment, a blush, and a man. What makes a girl a woman? What makes her have that flair? What makes her edges soften? Makes you turn and stare. It takes a promise of love and a man. Takes a promise of love and a man. To make a girl a woman, since the world began, just takes a promise of love and a man. What makes a family? What makes it strong? What makes it hold together in any kind of storm? It takes a woman, takes love and a man. Takes a woman, takes love and a man. To make it strong and happy, since the world began, takes a woman, takes love and a man. Takes a woman, takes love and a man.
That was over the top.
Of course, Cowboys going popcorn again.
Popcorn, pop, 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 pop.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Actually, I just realized how NPC that is.
What?
Because there's a little, I mean, with all the LGBTQ things out there, this definitely says that woman and man
it is,
is the only thing that makes the world go round.
It is a conservative record, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ernie, Sheldon, and a man.
And why does it...
Oh, yeah, and it has... Maybe someone in the LGBTQ actually wrote this on there. No. Question mark?
No question mark?
No.
And a man. No. That's actually what's written on there. On, the ballpen. Funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, good record. And the only reason why I didn't know what to pick right now, that's on which label?
Columbia.
Yes. And I also have a white label Columbia promo. And I dug one out too. It's the Carlisles. I mean, they did so much stuff for Carlisle, but this is a pretty rocking record. This is probably one of the most rockabilly records that the Carlisles ever did. It's pretty good. John Came Home. It's kind of, you know, it has this, I don't know, how should I say that? This really hick type of vocals of is normally something I find somehow funny but not really good.
I
do love it when Will Carlisle does it. Somehow he's such a stereotype of himself. He was always funny, and I don't know, I love to hear that. He's and good. Great guitar in this one too. Yeah, the Carlisles, John Came Home. Here it is.
Just like thunder, who is there? Her lover cried,
"That's my husband, you better hide."
Well, she held the door while he by chimney, a jumping and a jerking went up the chimney. John came in and he looked all around, but not a soul could there be found. Then he sat down by the fireside, peeping up the chimney. He got the peep. Poor old soul, sitting there straddle of the pot rack bowl. Well, he woke up, aroused in fire, just to suit his own desire. His wife cried out with a free goodwill,
"Don't do that for the man you'll kill."
Mm-hmm.
Well, he reached up and down, he fetched him like a raccoon dog. He kissed him, blacked his cotton and he mashed his nose, mopped up the floor with his Sunday clothes. His wife crawled up under the bed, he snatched out by the hair of the head, said, when I'm gone, remember this, and he kicked her word, the kicking is the best. Didn't have a chance of a yeller pup. They took John down to the jail. His wife went down to go his bail. They took John down to the court. His wife sued him for non-support. It won't be long till he'll be loose. I can tell you more about it, but it ain't no use.
Maybe you can tell me just what it is that you want me to do. I hope you're not expecting me to read your mind, for I am here to tell you I'm not going to. So baby, come right out and tell me true just what it is that you want me to do. And if you don't, just wait and see.
Beryl's the one in the misery right now. He says he really doesn't like that record whatsoever. Well,
I don't know. I don't like
it. I like it. I think it's okay. Cute.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Everyone,
but...
you just said that was the most horrible thing you ever heard.
No, I didn't say that.
I think it's cute. I don't know why.
It's okay.
It's a little diddly. Diddly.
I wanted to play Bo
Timothy
Diddly
Tree.
Right.
Come right out on Qualia.
Qualia.
Qualia records.
Sounds like some weird disease or something. Oh, so he's got qualia. What is that?
What?
Is that a word? Qualia?
I don't know. Is Kunan a word? Whatever. And the Kunan was the people are against the vaccine and
this whole shit. Yeah, I don't know.
How do you pronounce it? Yeah. Anyway, qualia.
I have a record, kind of a classic. It's also pretty good. Yeah, probably can also call this a rockabilly popcorn. Donnie Brooks, Sway and Move with the Beat. Pretty cool sound on this one. It's on Era. And I got a nice, pretty clean promo copy of that. And I have to listen to this Carlisle's record again because I just didn't really pay attention to the lyrics.
Somehow I heard, but maybe I never heard this.
Something was
before.
Weird on this one. We have to
it
listen to this
like
again.
It sounded like he was like pulling his wife out from under the bed by her hair and kicked her or something.
That sounded terrible.
And he got arrested for beating. Understood, but I kind of caught it last minute, so we'll have to listen to it again.
We have to listen to this. Probably when we listen to our show, which we sometimes do, actually. We listen to our own show just to see how much we messed up. Oh, by the way, the last show was kind of a mess up somehow. Everything was disorganized. But hey, you're used to that, like it is right now. But hey, Donnie Brooks, Sway and Move of the Beat.
Do it.
Well, when I was just a small boy, I owned myself a guitar. I would go to church each week and sing a hymn with the rhythm and the beat and sway, move with the beat. Then as the years passed by, yeah, I grew tired of home. There was a voice inside me kept on ringing, go through the city and started singing and sway, move with the beat.
Settled on the grass outside my door. In a strange and proud machine, glowing emerald green, they came to probe my mind and nothing more. Then with words that had no sound, inside my mind they walked around, sowing seeds of thought that shook my soul. Then they reached for what I knew, the how and why of what we do upon this world that's just a dot in heaven's whole. On a face that had no form, I could see a strange alarm come to them as they dwell inside my mind. Then in haste they turned to go, disappointment on their souls, disappointment I could feel but not define. Crying wait, I crossed the lawn, but the emerald green was gone, a light fleeing silently away. And as I watched the awesome sight, they crossed the speed of light with an answer that I knew but couldn't say. Were they gods or were they men? Will they ever come again? These questions go unanswered and unknown. But there's knowledge in my mind from beyond the edge of time, and it's good to know for sure we're not alone.
How did you find that?
I got goosebumps, man. And it's so weird because we really don't play later records. And I think, if I remember right, it's like 70s even. Like
it sounds like a...
Oh, sorry. Cigarette smoke in my eye.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I think it was 72 or 73 or something.
It sounds
maybe,
like it, yeah.
Maybe even later it can happen, but I don't remember. But it's so haunting and so fantastic. fantastic.
It is. I mean,
and I'm not sure how. I think I was looking up oddball country, whatever. Just kind of
that's
digging,
definitely what
internet
it is.
Digging. Whatever.
I think what it is by definition is just country psychedelic, and yeah, that is. I mean, how much of a better example can you get?
Frank Dykus. The Visit on Loco Records.
This is amazing. This is, I mean, it sounds like late 60s, I would say, for me, for the sound. I don't know, if I have no idea about this record. I looked it up and all I could see is a label shot and the song.
It's great.
It is fantastic. I mean, normally these things can be really weird and not actually good. You know, those experiments in country in the late 60s or
70s. The lyrics on this is almost...
This is too good to be true, yeah. Frank Dykus, The Visit. I have something. Well, I thought the only thing that goes together with this one is The Invaders, kind of a hit record. Mike Atkins on RCA. The Invaders are here. I would call this like a mod soul record. It's pretty good. It's interesting. It's not. I can tell you what it is. Make your own opinion about this. I think it's been rather successful. The Invaders are here. Mike Atkins. Here it is.
Everywhere around us there's invaders. Landing here on Earth may be your neighbors. The postman coming down the street, the busman in the driver's seat. Here they come, the invaders. Your high school teacher, he could be an invader. The ticket man down at the local theater. That curb hop or the traffic cop, even the barber at the barber shop. You better watch, you better run from the invaders.
In the right front seat of a hot rod car that couldn't be beat. We took a little spin through a neighborhood. Some girls stood a-talking and they sure looked good. We pulled to the curb, I rolled down the glass. Said, you're some lookers, you've got class. They said, keep a rolling, fella, or you're riding for a fall. We're all going steady and they're 7 feet tall.
Riding shotgun, riding shotgun, riding shotgun on a lonely Saturday night. We revved up the motor and poured it on strong. Left a smoking streak of rubber that was 9 yards long. We shot it into second and pulled it into high. Our strays shook the windows of the stores going by. Riding shotgun, riding shotgun, riding shotgun on a lonely Saturday night.
yelled out, "Hey, how about a ride?" Which goes to show you can try too hard. We found two chickens in our own backyard.
Riding shotgun, riding shotgun, riding shotgun on a lonely Saturday night.
And my face hurts so much.
Actually, I hate you for that record.
I can't stop smiling this whole podcast.
What's the matter with you?
I have so many great records that came in this box. It hurts. Oh, it hurts.
Yeah, you see her bragging. It's
so
great.
Mm. It's so
congratulations.
Great.
Oh, this is just a wonderful record.
I've been waiting for this
record.
One for a long time, though. And this Riding Shotgun, oh, magnificent.
Magnificent.
Magnificent. As Kazi was saying, it's adorable.
It's adorable. Kazi, is that your favorite
Danny
word recently?
Welch on the Stars label.
You're so incredibly excited. You can't even speak.
I can't.
But that is one killer record. That actually is an absolute beautiful. It's just beautiful. That is
gold.
Adorable.
And it really doesn't look like it sounds. It sounds better than it looks. So there's so many scratches and stuff. And I think So.
It's got a few scuffs, but yeah. It's great. I have something. Since before you played a probably 70s country record, I thought, you know what? I can do that too. And you can also call this country psychedelic. The label says no less than 1978. I would say this is the newest record that's ever been here on the turntables in the show. And it is weird and starts with a terrible sound, actually. Whiskey by Barry Sadler on the Gas label. I thought Gas goes good with Riding Shotgun. And I don't know what this record has, but it's somehow, when I hear this, he's singing of Kilgore. He's not referring to Merle Kilgore, but it sounds just like what Merle Kilgore did in the mid-60s. It's pretty great. It's not the kind of stuff I usually play, but it's got something, and it's kind of haunting. I think it's pretty amazing. Barry Sadler on the Gas label. Whiskey.
Way down in Louisiana in the bayou country, they tell this story about a great uncle of mine, old Devil Kilgore. And this is the way the story goes. Near the swamp out back by the railroad track, underneath the bayou moon, you better beware if you're passing near Kilgore Swamp Fox and Loon. You'll hear him saying, "Whiskey, whiskey." Gene Baptiste is playing Cajun fiddle, and the folk they rock and sway, while outside the swamp fire is chasing all the spirits away. They're singing whiskey, whiskey. A faded rose stands in the corner where the music rings. She closes her eyes and dances by herself, and you can hear that woman sing for whiskey, whiskey. Now old Kilgore's a giant of a man with wild devil eyes. He just cut down a dude from town, and he turned around and cried for whiskey, whiskey. Kilgore, that monster of a man, laughed with a voice like black quicksand, and all the folks, they'd rise and stand, and everybody cry for whiskey, whiskey, whiskey. Well, one night the saloon burned down, so did half the whole damn town, and old Kilgore finally turned up toes. Where he's buried, weeds won't grow. If you walk by when the nights are misty, listen close and you can hear that devil say, "Whiskey, whiskey, pass the jug around. Whiskey, 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 I love it. Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey."
Whiskey. guitar makes me forget you. I sit alone and I thump of the blues. I got a sad, a lonely look on my face. Can't find nobody to take your place. My guitar makes me forget you. I sit alone and I thump of the blues. I sit alone and I thump of the blues. If I told you I believe or not, I loved you all night. Got you addressed, even tried to write. If you wasn't moving so very far, I'd dive over in my brand new. All alone, at least you could have called me on my telephone. And my guitar makes me forget you. I sit alone and I thump on the blues. I sit alone and I thump on the blues. I sit alone and I thump on the blues. I sit alone.
Yeah, I heard blues. That Skaba is a Garage fan, I heard. Isn't she?
There, I always said there is an exception to the rule.
It's sometimes funny.
You always try to take things from me.
Yes,
that,
I do.
And there's things that you should have that you shouldn't have. That
never
should be
did
in my
I.
box. But
the funny thing is, the few Garage records that you don't dislike, I never understood. There is no system behind it. I can't tell. Oh, there's a Garage record. Skaba's
no
going
to
like this.
System to this madness, Bearable.
Apparently.
You should know that by now. Yes. How long have we known each other?
Tell us who that was.
Jack and the Contrasts. Mm-hmm. Thumping the Blues on the Precise label. It's precisely mine.
Where is it from? What is it? I'm always interested in labels never seen. What
arranged by Don Tucker from Washington Avenue, Alton, Illinois.
Okay. Nice. Yep. We're going to Florida now. Somehow I have a certain obsession with the art label, or ART, American Recording to something. Among the few 45s that I really like, there is a Garage record by The Echoes. Every Second of the Day. The other side's called Wild Mother. I'm going for this side here. And a very interesting record, also mid-60s. And I would say this guy can't sing at all. He was definitely not a singer, but I love that record for the drums. Man, that band was cooking. The drummer is absolutely fantastic, and it's just got a great sound. And it's one of those unusual art releases that I don't know. I did not see that one coming. The Echoes, Every Second of the Day. Listen to those drums.
My heart has been running wild. last night. Didn't even have a fuss or fight. Yeah, pour me a hot sugar mystery. Woo! Pour me a hot sugar mystery. I know I'm just not the hot jealous type.
I don't know. Speaking of people who can't really sing, try to sing along to that. It's impossible.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Wait, no.
Harmonically, this song doesn't make any sense. If you try to sing along to this, I don't know where in which key he is right now.
I had to get this because it's so odd. And the label's so cool. It's Teenager.
Teenager. Cool looking label.
Teenager label. Let's use this one. Yeah, the
yeah,
shot.
Yeah.
The screen. What, no, the label shot. Screenshot.
Mm, you always say
I'm
that.
On the phone. Yeah. I don't know. Man. This is Misery. And it was a little bit miserable to listen to. No.
It wasn't. Somehow I couldn't tell it was a terrible record. It was interesting, but it made no sense harmonically. I don't know.
Jackie Lee, Jay Brinkley combo.
Jackie Lee and the Jay Brinkley
Fort Worth, Texas.
Somehow.
Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to be there soon.
Yeah, you're going to be there soon. Yeah, by the way, Escapa, tell us all about your travels.
Oh, yes. I'm taking a trip around the U.S., actually, which isn't probably the perfect time to be doing that, but I've waited a
while. When is that ever?
Yeah, and right now I think I'm going to be as safe as possible doing this trip. But yeah, I fly to Texas,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm there for a week, I think, and then I fly to Minneapolis for my friend Norman's memorial show that we talked about before,
yeah.
and then I fly back to Texas. And then I go on a road trip with my sister's family through New Mexico and Arizona.
She's gone everywhere.
And then I fly from Arizona to Seattle to visit friends for a week. Because I have to hug everyone and spread the love, hopefully not the virus. Because it's like I've lost so many friends the last 2 years that I need to go see some really close friends before it's too late. You never know.
How long did it go that you've been to the U.S. at all?
Well, I was in Hawaii with my family.
That doesn't count. It's not quite U.S., but
yeah,
it's an island.
But that was 2 years. No, three. It would be 3 years ago this Christmas, yeah? Two years ago. So, yeah. But Seattle and Minneapolis, I used to live in these cities, by the way. That's why I had these so much connections. I lived in Seattle for a few years and Minneapolis for a few years before moving here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to be I'm going to be very jet lagged when I finally fly back here. But yeah, it's like 6 weeks gone. And
there will be no show at that time. Maybe there will.
The idea is me leaving a handful of records here for Bearable or a box.
And I'm just going to play them and have it on the
Skype.
Phone.
Maybe I'll do the Skype thing and we'll
just,
do it.
I'm just going to hold the phone speaker to the mic and say, so Skaba, which record should I put out of your box?
We'll see. Maybe that'll work out.
That's probably a fun thing to do. I don't know. Never tried that.
We'll see what happens. Yes. But yeah, this was Misery, Jackie Lee, Teenager. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm going to play a classic now. It's just a record that, you know, you're going to know, you're going to love because it's just beautiful. The always welcome to the show, Bo Diddley. I mean, yeah, he's got to be there somehow. Pills. I just love that song. It is fantastic.
And I'm going to play a really good one after that, which I think you would take pills probably after you get paid this. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
That makes no sense. But oh man, that's a Skaba. You kind of
pulling
dig
all the monsters.
You pulling out a whole bunch of. Yeah,
I might have anything good to play in the next shows because I'm playing in them all now.
Leave those killers in the box. No, but that's great. But first of all, a very well known classic, Pills, Bo Diddley, beautiful on Checker.
Thank you. give you one. She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in a hospital bed.
But you're still in hock. Your jeans are clean and there ain't a cent. The landlord comes but the rent is spent.
Oh, the minimum wage, the minimum wage, it's a sin. The minimum wage.
You sweat and slave till you're 65 and get a minimum pension if you're still alive. Your back and you come home beat. It's rough, it's tough, but you've got to eat. The rich get rich and the poor stay poor. You're sick, 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 and there ain't a cure.
Oh, the minimum wage, the minimum wage, it's a sin, the minimum wage.
You sweat and slave till you're 65 and get a minimum pension if you're still alive. The day you die, they'll engrave your stone. Here lies a guy, but he is not alone. He might have lived his maximum age, but he died broke from the minimum wage.
Oh, the minimum wage, the minimum wage, it's a sin, the minimum wage. You sweat and slave till you're 65 and get a minimum pension if you're still alive.
Man, that thing is hissy.
That was weird because I don't remember it being that hissy. I'm a little disappointed now, but I don't know.
Maybe it's just full of filth. I thought I cleaned it.
Somehow the records before weren't.
What happened here? Well, probably because you That's one of those records you can't afford if you only get the minimum wage.
It's true. It's minimum wage. Yes. You cannot afford this record if you're on minimum wage.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a really good one.
This is a fantastic record.
It sounded better, I thought, than...
The pressing, I mean, the sound looks, of the pressing is amazing.
It looks like it sounds like that, but I remember messy, it sounding yeah. better. Anyway, this B.K. Anderson, The Minimum Wage, and that went along with... I mean, he talked about being sick and not being able to afford... the pills. So
no, he did not talk about not being able to afford it. He didn't want those four terrible pills.
But yeah, and I have another one also to play about welfare and stuff, since we're taxes and money. No one's got money no more.
Okay, we're feeling also oppressed.
After
and,
I'm playing all my really expensive records, I'm like,
that's actually
all you do without money. And look at me, I'm playing all these expensive records.
Honestly, that is a sad
that's
thing.
That's where all my money goes.
If a record that is called that's singing about the minimum wage and how you can't live from it, and that record gets terribly expensive, and somebody actually buys it, and it's somebody standing next to me, that is pretty mean. That's not what this record was all about.
No, it's on the swirl label. Yeah, it's kind of.
I know. It's great.
Contradictory, yeah. Yeah, it's the Swirl label from New York City, Broadway even.
Something written on there with a pen. What does it say?
It says Best Side V. Good vocal over.
Really? He made look. Probably this was a mint record, and somebody wrote on there with pen "very good," which makes it no longer very
something
good.
Another side says "rest over." I'm not sure.
Let me see. He also wrote on there "very good" just to make the record less good.
Yeah, exactly.
Inst over, probably. Instrumental.
Sorry, instrumental over. The other one's vocal over. Mm. I don't know.
Anyway, that
anywho.
Was...
Anywho.
I have a... That's
what
not
time
an expensive,
is it?
Oh, yeah, the show should be... we are at almost an hour, so...
Okay.
Let's play a few more. Here's a record that we both have. It's not expensive. Mike Smith, That's What I Do. Another popcorn. Kind of, it's a good one.
That's what I do. Let's play that record.
That's what I do. If you also had your copy laying in here, then you would do that.
I would do that.
Here it is, Mike Smith. It's another era. Oh, yeah. I like the two-color era label rather than the... Oh, it doesn't matter. Just listen.
I'd catch a rocket ship to Jupiter. Shot into space. I'd stay in orbit for 100 years if I could see your pretty face. That's what I'd do. Don't you know that's what I'd do? I'd fight a grizzly bear with a kitchen chair for you. Baby, for you. I'd fly an airline jet from New York City by way of Venus and Mars. If we ran out of fuel, I'd get out and push. If I could just be where you are, that's what I'd do. A chair for you, just for you. I'd catch a freight down in Louisiana and ride it clear to Hong Kong. I'd ride a scooter to Timbuktu if I could cuddle up in your arms. I'd row a washed across the broad Atlantic, pretend that it was a ship. I'd walk barefoot across the Sahara Desert for one sweet kiss from your lips. That's what I'd do. Don't you know? That's what I'd do. I'd fight a grizzly bear with a kitchen chair for you, baby, for you. That's what I do for you. What I do for you.
A man's house. happy as I can be since my wife got on that ADC. Talking those makes county welfare blue. I got a few children, this you can see. Two or three even belong to me. Government passes out advice for free. Family planning's the thing for me. We light our home with a kerosene lamp. We get our meals through government food stamps. Talking those makes county welfare blue. When my money gets low as it can be, and the boys from the bar come looking for me, I swallow my pride, it's plain to see. I take a job on the CAP. Now I'm as happy as I can be since my wife got on that ADC. Talking those makes county welfare blue. I'm sitting on my porch nursing my bad back while the wife drives down pay for the Cadillac. I don't know what work could be, 'cause the welfare people see I get it for free. I don't pay for food and I don't pay for rent. It's all taken care of by the government. I'm talking those makes county welfare blue. My kid saves nickels, my wife saves dimes, but I'm drunk Friday night with old friends of mine. Talking those makes county welfare blue. My boy came of age and he wants a car to be like his old man and hit all the bars. No, not a big with no fancy frills, just pick up some girls for some good cheap thrills. Now I'm as happy as I can be since my wife got on that ADC. I'm talking those makes county welfare blue. My welfare check, it ain't much good. Even with food stamps, don't have enough food. My daughter works in a welfare store. My son got a job on the neighborhood youth corps. Now I'm as happy as I can be since my wife got on that ADC. I'm talking those makes county welfare blue. Now I'm as happy as I can be, because everything we own, we got for free. The clothes, the stove, and all that you see, the American taxpayer bought it for me.
Really Hartz
IV, wir danken dir.
Hartz IV.
That's what we would say.
That was the German version of ADC.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Not ADC. ADC is about, you know, children. You have that also here in Germany.
Yeah,
you have
a kid, you get money. But that's a pretty good record. We're almost a political show here.
Makes County Warfowl Blues. Eric Chambers. Based by Blues Brinker. I'm not sure if
based
that means
by
anything.
Blues Brinker.
But yeah, this is definitely a later record. I'm not sure which year, but late 60s for sure. And then I like the label name, Landfill.
Landfill.
Because you probably would find this in the trash somewhere normally, but it's really good. It's actually a double side. Maybe I play the other side.
What's called the other
side?
What's the other side called?
Strip Minded Man.
Oh, yeah.
I might just flip it over.
It's a mystery record. I have no idea
it's really
about
good.
And anything
like,
on
it. It goes perfect with my tax song and
it
my
absolutely does.
Yo,
minimum wage, yeah. Wonderful. That is, I mean, the label really looks like it could be 70s even.
Yeah,
so this is a very
late show, I guess, today.
This is a very late show. This also one.
It is late, actually.
It is late.
Later shows.
It is pretty late. On our clock, it's also pretty late in the show, so we can't play much more, but I wanted to throw in one more killer here because Skaba has been digging out all the monsters.
That's
so
horrible.
I thought I'm going to put a grail on there too, which is pretty fantastic. Record always liked. And we're staying in the 60s here. Sleepy Hollow, the last word. It's getting like almost psychedelic
sleepy
here.
Time. Past my bedtime.
Well, Sleepy Hollow, different subject. It's about the
That's true.
The Headless Horseman, produced by Bill Wenzel. This is on the Downey label. I mean, this is just fantastic. This is, I mean,
that should be the last song since this is the last word, but it's not.
Maybe we should do like we should probably do that. I think there have been several bands. I think there have been at least two bands with the name The Last Word. And whenever I knew this, I knew Sleepy Hollow. I thought, oh, there's another record by The Last Word, which happened to be a different band. So, anyway, this I think is 66 here on Downey. Will this be our last word today?
You
or?
Wanted to play the...
Yes, I have an ender too.
Yeah, so I play this one and then you do the ender.
Right after that?
Yeah.
Okay, well so then three, I then introduce my ender.
We
just make another introduction and say goodbye then.
That'll be the last word then.
Okay, Sleepy Hollow, last word. Here it is. Fantastic.
She used to to scratch my head and roll my back. 3 years ago, my mind ain't forgot the feeling it had, and my back still itches so.
Sudden end. Oh, why did it even end at all? What 3 years. Killer record.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm jealous about this one.
This title of this, not the title of the song, but the title, the label name is perfect for every record I play today, except for the one you didn't like, but Happy Hearts. It's so great.
Okay,
it's
like, I expected happy some incredible.
Hearts, it makes my heart happy, all the songs that I played for you today. So that was 3 years. Harold L. and the Offbeats.
What's that name? Harold L. and the Offbeats.
Harold L.
Sounds like a tongue twister.
And the Offbeats.
That's a pretty fantastic record.
It's really great.
Let me look at this.
1961.
Let me just touch it.
Why? Don't touch it. From Wayne, Michigan. Now you have a fingerprint on
good.
There. Look,
now I might as well keep it.
Until you touched it.
I might as well keep it. It's a very good record.
Mighty Mishka, might as well.
I want a copy of that too. I'm going to get one day. Anyway, the song is, the show is over, almost. You played.
Yeah, I was going to play the flip for the one that I played, but I was like, nah, I want to play this one. So then I'll save the flip for another day.
The reason it goes good to the next one is called 3 Years. The next record is called We Three.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is,
and it's the 33? No, is it
33rd show?
Oh, look at that. Three and three.
So many threes in here. What's more interesting is that this is a record I've been after for a while. I wanted by Hard Rock Gunter. And I finally got a commie. It's badly hammered. It's totally crackly. It's still got a lot of charm, but it's not the best condition. And I could play you. I could play you that right now.
Oh, G. That's a G. Minus.
Yeah. Golly gosh. Oh, G minus. But instead, I play you the flip side because it's just really cute. We three. My echo, my shadow, and me. Isn't that just beautiful? Very nice. Hard Rock Gunter and the Rhythm Rockers. That is.
You should have done it with an echo, whatever.
I should. Anyway, this is, I think, isn't that Birmingham, Alabama again? Yeah, it's beautiful. And we say goodbye.
Ciao.
Are we going to do a show before you leave or not?
I have like 2 days off before we leave. Mm-hmm. We should maybe try to figure that out because then it would be way too much time in between.
And you will, I mean, what? Think
and
of
plus
those,
I have all these records. To
think
play.
Of all those poor listeners. Like
I know,
these
what would
thousands
they do
of
us?
Poor listeners.
yeah, whatever.
goodbye. We three. That's on Emperor.
Till next time.
Till next time. Did you hear that wonderful Sleepy Hollow? Man, that sounded great.
That was really good.
This is the only record
did
I could brag with today.
Did you hear that great 3 years record? Did you hear all those records I played? Because those are all really great too.
Yes, Kava, today you make me quite jealous here. Anyway, we say goodbye. This is the last song for the night. Goodbye.
We're all alone, living in a memory. My echo, my shadow and me.
We'll wait for you.
We three. We're not a crowd. We're not even company. My echo, my shadow and me.
We'll wait for you.
What good is the moonlight, the silvery moonlight that shines
above?
I walk with my shadow, talk with my echo, but where is the one I love? We three, we'll wait for you. Even through eternity, my
echo,
my shadow and me.
We're all alone. Waiting just to hear from you. We're living in a memory of you and I instead of three.
My echo,
echo,
my shadow and me.
We'll wait for you.
We three,
it's plain and we're not proud. Without you here, our heads are bound with thoughts of you. What can we do? Won't you come back? We still miss you.
My echo,
echo,
my shadow and me.
We'll wait for you.
What good is the moonlight, silvery moonlight, that shines above?
Above.
I walk with my shadow and talk with my echo, but where is the one I love?
I wish we knew just where she was, we three.
We're all alone. We're waiting through eternity. My echo.
Echo.
My shadow and me
will wait for you.
Attention, please. This is an announcement.
I'd like the echo more.
No. In the show, we played you the Minimum Wage by B.K. Anderson, and we said it sounded like crap. And we heard it again, and we thought, hissy. This is super hissy. This is really bad. And we just did something. We edited the show. Yes, we did. We took the computer. We edited the show. And tried the same record on a 78 stylus. So if you wonder why we complained about this record while it sounded wonderful, it's because we edited it. It sounds fantastic on a 78 stylus, just so you know. All right, that's it. Goodbye.